History has been made in the United States. The first woman of color has been nominated for the role of vice president. The Democratic Party candidate Joe Biden has picked California Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate. They'll make their first joint appearance later today. Our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan told me why Senator Harris had been chosen.
In a tweet announcing his vice presidential pick, Joe Biden described Kamala Harris as a fearless fighter. And Joe Biden would know because he has felt the brunt of that fighting spirit himself during the Democratic primaries. At the first Democratic debate, Kamala Harris, who was also seeking the party's nomination, very much went after Joe Biden, very much went on the attack and criticised him over his record on race. And when the two shook hands before the next debate, Joe Biden actually said to her, "Go easy on me, kid." Now, a running mate should help the campaign and make up for any gaps or deficits that the presidential candidate may have. And as we know, Joe Biden is not the strongest debater or the strongest media performer, but now he has this fearless fighter in the form of Kamala Harris in his corner. She's an aggressive, effective questioner during these Senate hearings that we see all the time on Capitol Hill. This is something, no doubt, that she's learned from her years as a prosecutor. She's a very strong debater. She's a strong media performer. She's tough, and she will need to be tough over the coming weeks, because when you're up against Donald Trump and his campaign, it's going to be a grueling couple of weeks and months as we approach Election Day. Of course, because of Joe Biden's age, there's lots of speculation out there that if he wins in November, he will only be a one-term president and won't run again in 2024. That means Kamala Harris could be getting ready for the top job in the Oval Office far sooner than her previous vice presidents.
So it's a pretty impressive selection in terms of historical significances, Brian.
Absolutely. Kamala Harris has been the favourite all along, really, in this process, certainly in recent weeks and months, but that does not undermine the fact that this is very significant, very historical. Back in 2016, Kamala Harris became only the second ever black woman to be elected to the US Senate. She has now become the first black woman to be chosen for a presidential ticket. For months, Joe Biden had said he would choose a woman as his running mate. Now, he never said it would be a black woman, but there were growing calls for that to happen following the recent wave of racial unrest we've seen here in the US and the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement. The campaign, of course, would be hoping that Kamala Harris would help boost support for Joe Biden among the African-American community. But there is a general belief out there that vice presidential candidates don't necessarily bring huge benefits or lots of votes, but they can do a lot of damage to a campaign if things go wrong. Now, Kamala Harris, like all politicians, isn't perfect. She has had lots of her own issues. She failed in her bid for the Democratic nomination, and there was a sense that she wasn't able to articulate her positions on key issues like healthcare. She was also attacked over her time as a prosecutor in California. The liberal left side of the Democratic Party said she was far too tough on crime. Many members of the African-American community criticized her for not doing enough to investigate things like police shootings and wrongful convictions and of failing to bring about reform. In recent months, however, following the killing of George Floyd, Kamala Harris has been leading calls for racial justice and police reform.
Will her selection ignite Republicans, Brian?
Well, it's been interesting to see the reaction of Republicans, and particularly the reaction of Donald Trump and his campaign. To be honest with you, Audrey, I think the reaction and the messages have been a bit mixed. Kamala Harris, as I said, has been the favourite to become Joe Biden's running mate for some time now, so it shouldn't have come as a great surprise to Donald Trump and his campaign. His campaign team did have an attack ad ready to go as soon as the announcement was made. But again, it was a bit disjointed. It said Kamala Harris was a phony who had flip-flopped on issues and was now embracing the radical left. But as I mentioned earlier, that progressive left wing of the Democratic Party isn't that mad about Kamala Harris and has concerns about her because of this history of hers as a tough prosecutor. I think right now for the Trump campaign, they don't know exactly what to do with Kamala Harris or how to attack her. Is she pro-police? Is she anti-police? Is she radical left? Is she more on the right? The fact that she's seen as someone who was tough on crime as a prosecutor, I think very much jars with Donald Trump's efforts to portray himself as the president of law and order. And of course, as a black woman, she'll appeal to many of the voters that Donald Trump will struggle to attract on Election Day. Now, Donald Trump was asked about Kamala Harris at his press briefing last night. And again, here I felt the messaging was a bit disjointed. He was a bit rambling about her. He was a bit all over the place. He said he was surprised that Joe Biden had chosen her. And he said that Kamala Harris was a liberal who would raise taxes. He described her as nasty. He said she'd been disrespectful to Joe Biden and disrespectful to Donald Trump's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh. And I won't forget that soon. I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
That was President Donald Trump ending that report from Washington by Brian O'Donovan. It's 7:25.